Though fewer than 100 radio stations in this country program classical music exclusively, the listeners to these stations tend to be upper-income decision makers. If they like you, they'll give you money. So, getting played on classical stations was a challenge worth pursuing.
No part of the classical music repertory is more closely linked with passion than Ravel's Bolero.
Psychomusicologist Dr. Adrian McVeigh.
The first time it was performed in public, history tells us that two members of the orchestra were caught masturbating behind the French horns. Since then, the driving repetition of this work has caused people to use Bolero as a stimulant for sexual activity. Yes, the piece is a turn-on.
All right, what does Bolero have to do with me? I'm not allowed to tell you how, but somehow, quite by accident, one afternoon on a vacation, let's say, I came across words, actual lyrics, in French to Bolero. I read them, I translated them, and one night I had a few of my highbrow friends over, and I sang Bolero to them. And I'll tell you, the level of sexual arousal in that room after I finished was scary. And I thought, if I can get this kind of reaction sitting in my own house, unrehearsed, undressed, doing it at the piano, imagine how it would sound coming over a classical music station with a full orchestra and a tuxedo. I don't think any classical program director who's got his glands connected can resist this thing.
I'd worked with Mr. Brooks for years on his light opera tours of Europe.
Peter Michael Davis, conductor of the Independent Symphony Orchestra.
And of course, the orchestra has always enjoyed performing with him a great deal. But I remember the night of the Bolero recording session was truly extraordinary. We'd played Bolero numerous times before as an instrumental, but that night the musicians were so inspired by these lyrics that I remember I had to literally rope off the French horn section for the entire evening.